It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ninjas Are Butterflies. We are proudly, proudly brought to you by and...
Powered
by Sunday Cool. Definitely not sponsored. Powered by. Look at this message.
Or listen.
Or listen. Do both. There we go.
My name is Kaylee. I am in charge of client experience. Here at Sunday Cool, we provide you with all of your event needs, from t-shirts to stickers, mugs, to hats. Literally anything you can think about, we can...
Relationships in the workplace.
At Sunday Cool, my opinion. What is my opinion about relationships within Sunday Cool? That's really cold, Andrew. Speaking from experience, they're pretty great. Is it working relationship or personal relationships? More than friendship. Well, I think the friendships are awesome, but John Rucker, look him up on the website. My name is Kaylee, and I approve this message. And consent to everything that Andrew compiles. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I do too. Okay. I do too.
I do too.
I do too.
I do too.
Bah, 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 bah.
Again, straight into the Phantom of the Opera.
Never seen it.
Shame.
Really?
Shame me.
Shame. It's fantastic.
Never seen it. That's with Gerard Butler, right?
Yes.
Yep. Did he do that before 300?
Yeah, well before.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
They're like, yeah, we heard this guy has great pipes. We need to get him to play this warrior emperor.
How's it start?
Ignorant fool, the slave of fashion, basking in your glory.
Sound like you're doing your Russell Crowe impression from the Les Mis.
No, that's my Hugh Jackman.
Oh, is it?
I stole a loaf of bread.
That's
you, Jack. It's so good. Spot on.
You should do the whole Greatest Showman.
I've only seen it once.
You didn't like it?
I feel like musicals, I have to go back and watch to like it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like Les Mis. I could not stand Les Mis at first. And then the second time I watched, I'm like, all right. Fourth time? What?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yep. Sign me up.
Why did you do that to me? They just sing everything.
We should
I want
to
live like that.
Ninjas or podcast, do you remember? Musical.
Dude, please.
You know how like every show has a musical episode and it's always the worst episode, but we could do one that's everything is singing.
Do you remember I went off on a rant the other day or the other week where I was just singing everything I was doing like as a musical and it was really good sounding?
Yeah.
I can't repeat it.
You're a good singer.
I don't know.
You're not.
If we do a Ninjas musical,
you're a great singer.
Somebody's going to have to record a girl's voice and then I'll just mouth it.
We just get like someone insanely talented, yeah. Just like a lit world-class singer.
Yeah.
Lily's just over there.
We just get Shania Twain. Let's go, girls.
World-class Shania Twain.
We could just have my wife do it.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard her sing.
Listen, I love Paige. But she's no Shania, okay?
Right? Oh, my gosh.
There's only one Shania, okay?
Amen.
And that's the twain.
Let's go, girls.
What are we doing? Are we ready to start?
Oh, yeah. I guess a song, since we're on the topic of music.
Sure. We were just singing.
We'll try something.
Oi!
I've been messing with some chords, but everything I've been playing is feeling a little sad. So.
I could do a sad song today. How do you feel, Josh?
Like kind of like an emotional song?
Maybe not that long.
But it would be like an emo song. some sure. would say.
Yeah.
Take us back to our roots, possibly. Yeah. Do you like emo music?
Yeah.
Really? Cool.
All right. Yeah, let's see what you got, Andrew.
Hey, I've been meaning to talk to you for a while. I just want to do some things. I really feel like this podcast is changing you. I think we need a break. Good luck with everything. Bye.
In the dark of the night, we search for the light. On our podcast, we take flight. We scream, we cry, we tell tragic tales, trying to find hope in the world's shattered tales. On a mission, episode 34, to mend our broken wings and so much more. Ninjas are butterflies, they hold the key to our podcast and our misery. We dive into the pain, looking for the truth, trying to heal the wounds that never soothe. The world is full of despair. On our journey, it's like a nightmare. On a mission, episode 34, to mend our broken wings and so much more. Ninjas are butterflies, they hold the key to our podcast and our misery. We don't take too seriously, but we're drowning in sorrow and misery. On this podcast, we speak our minds. We may be lost and broken, but we're not blind. On a mission, episode 34, to mend our broken wings and so much more. Ninjas are butterflies, they hold the key to our podcast and our misery. So come and join us on this ride. We'll make you feel, we'll make you cry. Broken wings, will they ever fly? This is an emo song written by AI. By AI. Written by AI.
You broke my heart, Dad. I'll never forgive you, Rebecca. Mom, I'm sorry I didn't take out the trash. We come out, I was waiting for something.
I'm just
emotional.
Emotional.
Wow.
Wow. We're doing full songs now, by we were doing choruses. At the beginning, first we started off doing like just improv, like little ditties.
Yeah.
Right?
This, I don't know if we can sustain this.
I don't think so either.
Oh,
wow. That was really good from the top of the dome. That was pretty impressive.
Amazing.
You liked it?
She so didn't good. Seem to be that into it.
I was into it. I was blown away.
She's not a part of the emo scene.
Yeah.
She's not a scene kid. It's okay. It's all right.
A little youngster over there.
Watch out.
What are you, a millennial?
All right, everyone be quiet.
You okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, this question was not sent in by a viewer. This is a question I have.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I was actually really wanting to know this, and I want you guys to tell me.
Okay, hit us.
Today's question, sent in by me, where's the dog farm?
Where's the what?
Where's the dog farm?
What do you, like, the like? Where's the...
Like, where... My parents used to bring our dogs, the farm. Where is it?
That's your parents did that too?
Yeah, did your parents
bring? No, I'm actually like really curious because like that's something that like my parents. That's so funny. Because my parents said my dogs also went
they
to
went
a farm.
To a farm.
I've got a dog there too. We should like figure that out and go.
But do where you, is
all
it?
Of our, are, is it just one singular farm? Because if all of our dogs are hanging out there, like all our childhood dogs and stuff.
Oh, Lily, where's the dog farm?
Ask your parents.
I've asked. They won't tell me.
Yes, it is a farm. You don't know where the dog farm's at?
There's no farm.
What? Okay. What is it, like a ranch or something? Or like?
Neither.
What do you mean? Can you like, what does that mean?
What are you saying?
I think you should ask your parents. Ask them.
No, that's what they said. We just called them and they said like, just maybe you should ask them.
Can you explain what you're talking, what do you mean there's no farm?
There's no farm.
What does that mean, so Lily?
Where did my dogs go?
What does it mean when you say that there's no farm when my parents, Andy's parents, and Andrew's parents said, we sent your dogs to a farm? What do you mean by that? Please.
You said there's no farm. What does that mean?
Your dog is in heaven. Maybe.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. So you're telling me now that my dogs are dead?
Most likely.
Oh my gosh! What? Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are dead.
And that's what it. That's it. Oh my gosh. Did it go over as well as I thought it would? Who's to say?
Sure. Who's to say?
You know. I think you guys are so down because you stayed up too late last night on a Monday night.
We did go out late last night on a Monday night.
We did because why?
What did we do? We went to Orlando, Florida, right down the road to visit a very, very fun, popular band.
Group of boys. The Jewish Miami Boys Choir.
Man, did they bring down the house. If you don't know what they are, you should check them out on Spotify. Pretty good.
We were the only non-Jewish people there.
Yes, and we did not understand a lick of it because it was all sung in Hebrew.
Yes.
And we speak it fluently.
We had a lot of stares, but we had fun.
We had a blast.
We were trying to do all their dances.
And we were getting a lot of looks because we were the only people standing in all of the theater. It was a Hard Rock theater.
Yeah.
And we were the only people standing and dancing.
Yeah.
But they brought the energy. They were killing it. Yeah. Those guys are so talented.
It's pretty nice.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We got shushed by a rabbi.
We did?
Oh, my goodness.
He said, shh.
I was like, okay, all right, easy, pal.
Yep. But I had fun.
Nice.
It was a good time. It was a good time. We ran into our buddy James, a viewer of the podcast.
Hey, James.
Ran into us at
he's outside. A Catholic priest.
Yes,
Father
he is.
Father James.
Maybe.
Father James, yep.
All right. Terminology works.
I just love that we came out of a Jewish concert and then we immediately ran into a fan who's a Catholic priest.
In City Walk.
Our demographic's phenomenal right now. It's all over the place.
It really is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was cool.
That was a blast. We had a lot of fun. We danced. We sang. It was a good time.
You airdropped images of...
Yes. we were on the balcony. We're looking down and all the people in the crowd. And there was a lot of people just scrolling on their phones during like the
rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what we decided, I leaned over and said, Josh, you should airdrop pictures of Jesus to people who are open. And a lot of them rejected it.
Yep.
So that's on you.
Like they did back then.
Oh.
I don't know if that's what Paul meant when he said have boldness.
Maybe this day and age. Maybe I was literally sharing Christ with people.
Literally. Yeah.
Some accepted.
Hey, and you know what? That's a win.
Yeah.
That is a win. We can't speak about their
planted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all it takes.
You literally never know.
Yeah.
You're going to be in like a Bible study and someone's going to be like, when's the last time you shared Jesus with somebody? Everyone's going to feel Boys convicted. Choir. And you'll be like,
about 30 people at a Jewish, Jewish boys concert. That was great. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast. And we got some Panda Express afterwards.
Yeah.
I think that was a better call than Burger King before. Yeah. That did not sit well.
Burger King's never good choice.
I got Burger King after, and I also felt sick. but yeah.
It was a good time.
It was really fun.
I'm glad that you guys had fun.
Your energy seems down today.
You guys are bringing me down. I was
Why?
Up.
We're talking about Jewish boy choir.
Sorry. Yeah,
you're like, wow, that's cool. Interesting.
Well, I feel compelled also to bring up something that we discussed on the last podcast.
Oh.
Talking about feeling sick. Update on the fish.
Oh,
Mr. Noodles. Yeah.
Mr. Noodle.
Yeah. What's going on with him?
Mr. Noodles.
Yeah. I held out waiting for someone in the room to dispose of.
No, you Mr. didn't. Noodle. You didn't take it out.
I was going to.
You didn't take it out.
She had to do it to prove a point.
Listen, Lil, I'll take
the
fish. I'll take the fish out. You don't have to remind me every 3 months, okay? It'll get done.
It was coming to the point where it was traumatizing those who beheld it, including our little neighbor boy came over. His knees were shaking looking at this dead fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got him. I make a big commotion about it. I scoop him up with a net. I'm going, I chuck him in the toilet, and then I'm just pouting all day long.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Josh goes, "What's the deal?"
Oh, I wonder, Josh.
What's the deal?
I wonder.
I'll tell you the deal.
Tell us.
I threw the fish away.
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Probably like hours, right?
Nope.
Oh, but you probably went through like a lot of physical activity. Like it really was difficult.
Would you stop?
Nope.
Whose side are you on?
I'm just saying. She told you and it took you 2 weeks. It didn't even take you 2 weeks. It took her.
Hey, listen.
What?
When she said, I bought a net. We got home. There's no net. The net came in the night before she took the fish
out.
You
said on the pot it came in the mail.
It had come in the mail. It just had not been opened.
That's not my fault. I didn't know you had a net. And it was in a package unopened.
Yeah, you can't expect him to see through a plastic package.
Thank you, Andrew.
I got it to you up like that.
What? Yeah.
I bought the net.
Did you communicate that the net was there?
On the podcast, go back. I said net is at the house.
No, you said I bought a net.
Yeah. No. I remember she said.
Do you
not
have to pull it out?
She
that's gonna
there.
Take long.
The net was at the house.
You didn't say that.
Nope. I edited it.
Let's rewind.
Listen.
We'll show a clip
listen,
right
either
here,
way.
And we don't even know who's right or wrong because we're not watching it. But I'm right. We don't have a net.
I bought a net on Amazon.
You did? You didn't tell me?
I bought a net.
You didn't tell me that you bought a net.
I so did. Anywho, I got the fish.
You said,
so Mr. Noodle's gone. Are you guys going to get a new fish?
I don't think we deserve one.
I think there's got to be like a little period of kind of like, you know, you got to really learn your lesson with this. Yeah. You got to really think about it. I think there's got to be a lot of decisions to be made.
Self-reflection, growth.
Yeah.
You should just take a bluegill out of your dad's lake.
We could.
That actually would be so cool.
Those things are huge, though.
That would be
amazing. Humongous.
They're like this big now. Those bluegill.
Need a big tank.
You're just feeding them like crazy, man.
Oh, you know, that's why if you get a big fish, you get a big, you got to have a big tank.
That's what they always say. I've always heard that.
I've heard that as well.
Golly, what is, you got, Lily, I feel like your energy.
To bring up the mood, I have a fun fact about the Challenger.
Please.
Okay. So here's what happened. Did you know Big Bird was supposed to be in the Challenger?
Really?
They had him. They was planning on sending Big Bird to space in the costume and everything. I don't know, like if they would have just had like a prop or the person would have had to be an astronaut to go in there. But they had planned on sending Big Bird, and they pulled out last minute because Big Bird was going to teach everyone about space.
Oh man!
So hypothetically, that happens. What would have happened to Sesame Street at that point? It would have been tragic.
Holy cow!
Because you know the promos leading up to it would have been like such a happy feel good thing.
Oh my goodness!
Big Bird, I'll see you later, kids. And then like suddenly it's just boom.
What about Big Bird?
Fly away. Oh. Fly.
That's crazy.
No,
I've literally never heard that.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Crazy.
I read that this morning. Blew my mind.
Speaking of space and Challenger.
Mm. Challenging.
I was challenged with this topic today.
Okay.
And it's an old topic, but it's a conspiracy that's been out and about
forever.
For a while now. Yeah. Not forever. The Denver airport.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
I watched a video today. And I feel like I need to shout this person out because I watch a lot of their videos and that's where I get all my information. The Y Files.
okay.
on YouTube. He does a ton of research, and he's pretty, yeah, he's just very good at explaining things.
Now, I've been to the Denver airport, I think, as a kid. I think we went as a kid, but like recently we went, and I never knew anything about the conspiracy theory, but you gave me a taste of it when we were actually in Colorado, and it's kind of blew my mind a little bit.
So there's like way more facts than I ever knew about the Denver airport. I want to explain to you because it's weird.
Give us answers, Colorado.
All right, here we go. The Denver airport. Let me start off by this.
Okay.
They went $2 billion over budget for building this airport.
$2 billion?
What?
$2 billion over budget.
Why? Because that's not like this. Like that has to be like accidents and stuff, right? Yeah, like I'm kind of late.
Billion?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the original, it was supposed to cost $2 billion to build it, and they actually ended up spending, I think, $4.3 billion building it. So there's already an existing airport in downtown Denver.
Yeah.
They decided to move it to literally the middle of nowhere outside of the city and build it way bigger, even though the Denver airport was the 20th most busy airport in the U.S. So not even like that.
Yeah.
But it's it's now like I think the largest airport in the country or the second largest.
Really?
Crazy, right? So it's on 53 square miles of land.
Wow.
There's one road in, one road out.
Weird.
Okay.
Trap them.
Here's where it gets there's a lot of facts, okay?
Okay, hit us.
So we're going to move past these. We can hang on to a couple of them and talk about them, but listen to this.
Go.
Building the Denver airport, they moved 110 million cubic yards of earth. So like they dug up 110 million cubic yards. That's equivalent to a third of what it took to make the Panama Canal.
Oh my gosh.
And they said people have done the math, and that amount of dirt moved is you could build a tunnel that goes straight to the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. Which, do you know what the Cheyenne Mountain Complex is?
Yeah, but for the viewers, maybe you should tell them.
It is a bunker used in case of nuclear war as a command center for the U.S. military.
Okay.
So this amount of dirt, earth being moved is not like normal for an airport.
No.
Okay.
But
is that to imply that they're digging deep down?
Yes. And what people have said, the airport, there's actually known four levels below the airport.
But
one dude came out and who was supposedly, or he was an engineer that helped work on different military bases of building bunkers and all that stuff. He came out and said, no, there's over six levels below. So,
and if there's six known levels to the human, there's probably like 13,000, right?
Well, no, it was four known. And he's saying, no, there's more than that.
Yeah, so but now we know there's six. There's at least double that.
But he like went off on all this stuff. He's like, you have no idea what they're using this for, blah, 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 blah. And then he came out like multiple times and he's like, I feel like someone's tracking me.
Ooh.
And he's like, if something happens to me, I didn't take my own life.
Oh, dead.
Yeah.
Guess where he was when he died mysteriously?
Denver Airport.
Denver.
Oh.
He was giving a speech in Denver about the Denver Airport.
Golly.
Weird.
Yep.
Strange.
Here's what
I'm sure that's it. I'm sure that's the end of the conspiracy theory. Denver's a very popular place.
Wrong!
Oh!
We're just getting started, baby!
No!
We saw this when we went to Colorado. Remember the giant blue Mustang?
The terrifying horse? Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Can you pull up a picture of the blue Mustang? So it's this giant statue. It's like a blue horse with bright red eyes.
Ooh.
It's like 30 feet tall, right? It's like really big.
Huge.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the artist of it said it is the fourth horse of the apocalypse.
Oh, come on.
Guess what?
You're going to freak out.
The creator who was making this horse, when he was making it, the head snapped off and crushed him.
It killed him.
that's what I've
heard. Wait, that really happened?
Yeah, that really happened.
Oh, my gosh. It's already taken a life of its own.
But they still put it up. So that's at the Denver airport still.
That's so
you know what
bizarre.
The tagline of Denver airport is? Denver airport, we ain't horsing around. That's what it is.
That's
what it is.
Is
I did
really?
Not. I know.
Oh, you had me really convinced.
Yeah, I was like, oh my
we
gosh.
We ain't horsing around.
This is where it gets even crazier. In the baggage area, they have these gargoyle, like statues of gargoyles coming out of suitcases. Like
gargle.
Very. Huh?
Nothing.
Gargoyle. Multiple.
Okay.
Coming out of suitcases.
Coming out of suitcases. Okay. And then they used to have these murals put up, but they have since taken it down because it got just way too much. Like, what the heck am I looking at?
Really?
So it was this artist who did these four giant murals. I'm just going to describe some of the things that were in these murals.
Oh, no.
Huge. Okay. They're really big. So you had, this is terrible.
Okay.
I'm not.
Warning.
Warning.
this is
weird stuff.
This is stuff that was in the airport.
This was in the airport.
Kids would have seen this.
Yes. Everyone would have seen this.
Got it. Okay.
Huge on display. Children in coffins.
Oh, my gosh.
A forest and a city on fire. A child holding a Mayan tablet depicting the end of the world.
Nice.
What?
A Nazi wearing a gas mask.
What? Okay.
Holding a sword that was stabbing a dove.
Okay.
Not tasteful.
And then the last mural.
A dove like as in Jesus.
Or as in peace, like it was getting rid of peace. That's what some people were saying.
That would make more sense.
These are all terrible then, Halloween costumes, by the way.
And then there's a mural of the children all over the world who had killed the Nazi, and they're bringing their weapons wrapped in their country's flag to a little German boy.
Why?
Who was at the center of it with a hammer.
What?
Can we just
like
paint
a hammer like a communism?
Yeah.
Dude,
one could say.
When you tell these stories, I'm often thinking this isn't real, but as you're talking, I'm pulling up every single one of these images.
I'm telling you. And the one with the Nazi, this is so terrible.
Yeah.
But the one with the Nazi, it was showing like people that were like starving, and there was a woman holding her deceased baby.
Oh my gosh, this
That's
is
what
horrible.
I'm saying. Like, horrible. Why is this in the airport?
You're in Colorado. Draw some mountains, buddy.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
What I'm saying. But they've taken it down,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Because they're like, we're being too obvious.
Yeah. Well, that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
It's like,
lay it on a little thicker that you guys are wackos.
But also within this airport, there is a time capsule that.
Well, it's Twilight.
No. There's Dang a time it. Capsule that was created and made by the Freemasons. It has the Freemason logo on it. And it's supposed to be opened in 2094. And under when it's supposed to, or it says. Laid here like May 9th, 1994 or something like that. But right under it, it says New World Airport Commission. And there's not an organization that is the New World Airport Commission. So it's like this whole, it's just, it's a weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Just weird.
Yeah. Dude, and you think of all the things that got put up in that airport before and then got taken down. I wonder what's in that time capsule.
Yeah,
they're like, can we open that up and take some stuff out real quick? Because people are going to be weirded out.
Yeah.
Well, why are the Mason Lodges referred to the most worshipful? That's the title on the time capsule.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's weird.
But
dude.
Even all across all the airport, there's just Freemason symbolism everywhere. In fact, the sword that the Nazi was holding was the same sword that's in the depiction of the Shriners, you know,
which
is a sect of the Freemasonry. And it's just weird. It's like, what are we doing, guys?
That is so weird.
And
so you guys saw this while you were there a couple years ago?
No,
saw
we
the
didn't.
Horse. We saw the horse.
We did see the horse, yeah.
And the gargoyles?
I didn't see the gargoyles.
Oh.
But, it got super weird.
That's super strange. And we were there. I'm just trying to think, like, that is just such a weird vibe.
But since then, like all these conspiracies and stuff, not conspiracies, just the weird stuff that is there. And people are like, there's something weird going on in this airport. They're using it for something.
Yeah.
Here's some theories.
Okay.
It is going to be I'm not going to get into like the really weird theories, like
you one can
is
look that them up.
There is a military base underneath the airport.
That makes sense.
And this is a fun fact. Don't know if it's true. But this is what I heard. So in 2011, do you guys remember that comet is like Eileen or something?
Yeah.
Eileen?
Eileen?
Yeah, what's his face named his kid after it?
Eileen?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
That's my sister's middle name.
I was going to say
Eileen.
Eminem, but it was Haley's comet.
Got it.
So yeah, in 2011, this comet was 4 miles wide, right? Which is, in theory, the same size comet, maybe a little smaller, that potentially wiped out the dinosaurs and whatever. But it was heading towards Earth, and NASA was like, it's going to miss us. But I guess there was a brief moment where they're like, it's definitely going to hit us.
Wow.
And President Obama and his staff and stuff was there quickly rushed to, they're in the area or something. Instead of going to the Cheyenne Mountain bunker, guess where they went?
Airport.
Denver Airport.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's just, it's like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
And then, so this guy on this YouTube was like, it's being disproven. Like, there's like employees that work in the tunnels underneath. And they're like, no, there's nothing going on here, you know? But then he brought up this other thing called the Greenbrier Hotel. Have you heard of that?
No.
Very interesting. You might want to restart your camera. So the Greenbrier Hotel is a hotel that is 5 hours away from Washington, D.C. And it was built like in the early 1900s, and they're going to do some renovations to it. And a lot of presidents, royal members, like all these elites of the world, they would go and stay at this hotel. So the U.S. government commissioned a company or whatever to basically build a 120,000 square foot bunker underneath this hotel. And literally no one knew about it.
Oh my gosh, typical.
The hotel staff didn't even know about it.
Crazy.
For over 30 years.
Wow.
How did it get discovered? Like, how did
This is where it gets crazy. Because the Washington Post basically was granted permission to talk about this bunker that was underneath this hotel. And that article came out in 1992. And then the government stopped using this bunker in 1995, which is the same year the Denver airport was finished.
Typical. Yeah. Right.
Weird.
And so like, but this bunker underneath the Greenbrier Hotel, it had like a Congress room and everything. So it's like literally where like all the U.S. elites would go in case of a...
And I mean, even simply from the fact, I want to know like what they spent their money on, like, cause I'm sure it's available or something, but like $2 billion and then you double that budget because you know, like, it's like, how does that just happen?
Yeah.
You can't, usually if you go over budget, you don't double the budget.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering like that if, man, that's just, what are they hiding? What's going on?
It's
weird.
And like there's people that have made observations, the fence. So, you know, every airport has a big old fence around it with barbed wire fence. Mm-hmm. And the barbed wire usually sticks out towards people that would come in, you know, like, kind of like that angle.
Yeah.
But at the Denver airport, it's switched to where it would be, in theory, people trying to get out of the airport.
Weird.
Like prison angle.
Yeah.
So that throws off all the ideas I had.
Of what?
Of what it could be used for. Because I imagine it would really make sense. I mean, like, we could just assume that, you know, the elites are planning for something like that. Like, they need to have an escape. And that's probably why the budget doubled. I mean, like, if I were in the government, I'd be reaching out to, like, the Rothschilds and all those guys. Like, hey, you want to invest in this thing for the world ends? You got a spot, you know? Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that's happened. And maybe that's what the Denver airport is. But if it's trying to keep you in, what is that for? The zombie apocalypse?
Well, what's freaking me out is that I would say within the past 3 to 5 years, there's been very wealthy people building bunkers. Like, it's like a known thing. Like, if you're rich, you build a bunker.
You're giving me the willies.
Well, and even like there's like, I think it's somewhere out west, like in Nevada or something, there's this like ultra rich dude who builds these bunker, but he already has basically hired his own security force, like his own militia, if you will.
Just ready to go at the drop of the moment. Yeah.
Stationed by his bunkers.
Jeez.
That's weird. How do you motivate them? Like, if the world ends, money? It's not like money anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be
good,
like,
that's a good point.
I'll also protect your family or something.
Yeah. Don't know.
Place. Pinky promise.
Pet rocks.
Yeah.
Place to hide.
Well, that's a theory I had, and this is a crazy theory, but like we look at these CEOs, so like major corporations like Patagonia that stepped out and basically like said, I'm going to donate all this money to this. And it's like, we saw several CEOs do that, and it's like, whatever, sure. And I don't understand anything about business, but it's like, if that's a legit thing, if we're living, you know, they're saying there we're going to have a livable space station by 2028.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what's not for them just to take that money and they're securing their deposits? Like, that's where we're going because this world, you know, the way global warming is everything going, like, it's like, well, we're just going to live up there then. Like, I'm just going to secure my spot up there. I'm going to spend that money. I'm going to give it away or whatever. It's weird.
You guys are giving me the willies.
Ah,
but you know what it means? It means that Jesus is coming soon.
He's coming back, baby.
That was a good jingle.
Thanks.
Back.
Speaking of gargoyles.
Gargles.
Really?
And
you got a gargoyle story?
No.
God goes to way. Shut up, Andrew. I heard him snicker because I mispronounced it. Is that a goggle story? A gargle goggle story?
No, I don't, but I do have an ad, so don't go anywhere!
What?
Josh.
Yeah?
Have you heard the conspiracy of Clearstream?
No, what's that?
Okay, get this. So apparently there's this company, and I'm pretty sure they're based out of Florida, that no joke has devised and like and just like built this software program that is built to message anyone you know.
What?
Yeah, so get this. You download it. You go to the website. You have an app, okay. Right? You go on there. You want to talk to anybody in the world?
Yeah.
Guess what? You just put their number in. You can create groups.
No way.
You send messages, one-on-one contact. No more.
Hold on.
For group chats.
This sounds not real.
It is. And here's the proof. You go to clearstream.io /ninjas.
Whoa.
And you register. Guess what? They're going to give you 10% off for life.
That can't be possible.
They don't know. And they don't know how long you're going to be alive, but yet they still do it.
I'm freaking out.
How is that not insane?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Step away, Denver Airport. New conspiracy in town.
And it's called Clearstream.
.io/ninjas.
Before I came here, I saw a TikTok about Pizzagate. And then you guys are talking about all this stuff.
Oh, no.
And just I'm just on. Like stuck in this like, me.
We just keep piling on the toppings of that Pizzagate. Yikes. Conspiracy anchovies.
Dude, I hope someone's flying into the Denver airport while listening to this podcast.
Oh, no.
Let's do a podcast outside of the Denver airport. That'll actually be
fun. I didn't talk about, for real, there's some wacky conspiracies.
Give us one.
Like Pizzagate happens there?
One is that at the bottom layer of this airport, they have imprisoned the reptilians.
That's one of my most favorite things.
This is crazy. So
that explains the barbed wire.
Everyone knows reptiles can't climb over barbed wire.
This is what's crazy. The CEO, they're so tired of people being like, what does this mean? Why did you do this? Why is the airport this big? One of their runways is 3 miles long.
Yeah.
Which is like
spaceship.
It's literally three times as long as a normal aircraft.
Yeah. And I know they sometimes do that for like space shuttles because like they only have a certain amount of airports they can land.
But it's perfect for military vehicles.
Yeah.
Or military planes and stuff. But they're tired of people like just constantly asking questions. So what they've done since is they've hung up posters all around the Denver airport of like an alien, a reptilian.
What?
And like all this different stuff being like, come join us at the Denver airport where we're run by the Illuminati.
So they're just embracing
it.
So they're like making a joke out of it. But it's just like, that's not funny.
Who's their PR guy?
They even have a gargoyle that's talking. Walk by it and the gargoyle, it's like, you know, like someone behind like the Mr. Potato Head at Disney.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, hey, that's a funny looking hat.
Yeah. Either way, it's probably like a good marketing ploy for them. Just like, because if they are trying to hide something, but they have to be in plain sight, it's like, this is the perfect way to do it.
That's what people are saying. They're like, instead of being like trying to hide, they're going to be like, we're going to make a joke out of it. Yeah. Because if we make a joke out of it, people are just going to be like, oh, it's nothing.
That's what you guys would do if you were hired as marketing.
Exactly. Let's just embrace it.
Just dress you up as a lizard man, just like sneaking in and out of like running across like to a bathroom. Crawling in the vents of the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Scary.
10% off your drink and lunch today.
The guy I dated before Josh, his dad really was super reptilian. Like he was like, the queen is a reptilian. Justin Bieber is a reptilian. All of these things. And they're like gray aliens and red aliens.
You have a type.
Do what?
You have a type.
I guess.
Oh gosh. Don't say that.
No.
But yeah. So Denver Airport.
What's up with that?
Should we get the Denver Airport?
What's up with that?
I was kind of expecting you to tell me something like planes go missing when you fly over it. It's static.
Oh, there was.
I did lose a tax document, an official document while at the airport. I could have swore it was secure in my backpack. When we were,
really?
Yeah, when we flew away, there was a tax document that I had in my backpack. I was really careful of not losing. I packed it that morning, and no joke, when I left the airport, it's gone. Ooh, it fell out or something. Oh, no. I don't know.
They're auditing you secretly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm just going to blame everything that happens to me. Every time I lose something, it's some type of conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
The government didn't want me to have that.
I want to jump back. This is just going to be a conspiracy podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Episode 34.
Buckle up.
Here we go. You talked about space a little bit ago. Remember that when you talked about that?
I do recall that.
About all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not do a ton of research in this, but I wrote a note, and I didn't know if we were going to lead into this, but we did. So here we are. The Solar Warden. Have you heard of it?
Solar Warden. Oh, you should quit asking me if I've heard of it because I haven't.
I'm always going to ask you.
Solar one day, Warden.
Sounds like a bad movie out of the early 2000s.
Yeah, you would think. It's something that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly a, like, we've been in space for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have like a army in space. The world does.
Yeah.
Called the Space Warden. And there's just been all this stuff. So recently you'll see it with like pictures and videos from the International Space Station of like just like weird looking craft that go by it.
Okay.
And the rumor is that we're trying to, or the government powers that be, whatever, are trying to slowly introduce like, hey, we actually have a World Legion army that's in space.
Yeah.
And we have bases on Mars. We've been to every single planet in our solar system. We have a base on the dark side of the moon.
What is this? What is this conspiracy from?
Don't know. I'm telling you, I didn't do a lot of research.
That's awesome.
But one thing that, like, this, so this was commissioned in the 70s.
Okay.
And one of, who was it? It was Ronald Reagan. He has a book out. It's basically his journal entries or whatever, or him journaling.
Dear Diary.
Dear Diary. Today we went to war.
Today we stopped drugs.
Today we won the war on drugs.
Well, what ended up happening with like the actual Space Force?
It's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
Could the Space Warden be a sect of...
Or are they going to be like, hey, the Space Force, we now have all this, but we've had it forever.
But it's like, oh, we just happened to build this really quickly, or like, you know, learn these all these about these new planets and stuff. And
One thing Ronald Reagan wrote in his journal thing was he talked to someone at NASA, or like the leaders, military leaders in NASA, and he wrote down like, something along the lines of, like, I didn't realize how far advanced we were. The fact that a spacecraft can carry 300 people is bewildering or something. Like, he's like, and you're like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because the International Space Station, you should look it up, but I think it only holds, like, 12 people, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. But he wrote down 300 people.
Oh, my gosh.
But supposedly, there's, like, 8 to 10 of these Space Warden ships that can hold 300 plus people, and then there's separate pods that are like the fighter jets, like very Star
Trek. That's a spaceship.
Excuse me.
So you know how conspiracies, they just make me gassy.
You do. You know conspiracies make me farty and gassy.
The ISS can only hold 13 people.
13. Oh, 12 is pretty close.
Well, you were still wrong though.
that's the highest number. It can be as low as 7.
Okay.
Oh. Wait. What is? Okay. If you had the chance, spaceship, whatever, like, or would you guys go?
Heck no.
Would you live in space?
Oh, like, live in space
by 2030. We are literally going to have people living in space, civilians. That's crazy.
I don't think I could.
You don't buy that?
No.
What? Yeah, it's happening. It's already a plan. It's already happening.
People living in space right now.
Not like permanent space liverers.
It's bad for you, isn't it?
It's literally happening. It is. It's literally already, like, the plans are made up. They've got it funded. Like, it's happening by 2028.
They're making a hotel.
Yeah, it's 2028. It's going to happen.
You would not be allowed
to go. That's a vacation. That's not living.
Would you guys, in this hypothetical situation?
But you said it's not hypothetical.
You catch me dead.
Hey, we're fighting about the wrong things. There's a space warden out there.
I know.
And they're fighting off aliens.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, but yeah, they said...
How do they go to Uranus when it's a ball of gas?
They didn't say all the planets. They said
don't
the,
say that without a planets. Smile on your face. That was ridiculous that you asked that question.
They said
so
they,
seriously.
We've been to the majority of the planets in our solar system, along with some of the moons of the planets, like Jupiter's moon and stuff like that.
And they had to distinguish. We've also been to Pluto, which is neither of those things.
Maybe.
And then we say, shame on you for telling me it was a planet.
But I'm remembering stuff as I'm talking about it. Supposedly, the reason that we did it was because, this is where it gets weird, and I don't believe any of this. President Eisenhower supposedly signed a treaty with aliens.
Oh, man.
That said, you're only allowed to come to Earth this many times.
Yeah, that seems
and
fair.
You're allowed to, as long as you don't mess with this, this, and this, you are allowed to do experiments on humans.
Ah!
Nice.
And supposedly they started breaking that treaty, and that's when they started the Space Warden to guard Earth from these aliens coming.
Goodness gracious.
Thanks, Eisenhower.
What? Why would the concern be like, you can only come this many times? Wouldn't it be just like, this is what you are allowed to do when you're here?
Because they had the tech. That was, it was like a trade.
Oh, okay.
So they gave us the technology to be able to build the Space Warden and like crafts.
You know, that's, it seems like, you know, when you have like a friend that just like keeps coming over and just like keeps wanting to hang out and you're just like, sorry, I would love to have you over all the time, but it's like, we got a rule.
We got boundaries.
You can only come over like once a week or something. And they're like, oh really? That's a bummer. That's fine. That's cool though. Like, that's fine. And you're like, whew. And they're like, oh, did they take it well? Did the aliens? Because they're just kind of weird. They're awkward. Like, every little doses, it's fine, but too much, it just, ugh.
And then
like,
say, let me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Whoa. Let me ask my mom. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
She'll call your mom.
Oh, man, we have something. We're doing something this week. Maybe you guys can come next month.
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Yeah.
Okay, here's another weird conspiracy, unless you're not done.
That's all I got. I literally just wrote down Space Warden.
That was my only. All that was actually made up.
I made all that up. Isn't that fun?
Looking at two words, I didn't do a lot of research, but I'm going to say
Space Warden. I saw a TikTok the other day of this chick, and she said that she lives in a very like rural spot. Like, literally, she said her driveway is like miles long, and she's like minutes away from her neighbor and stuff, and you can't see them. And they were out going into town, which is like a 20-minute drive for her. Like, town is not close by, and they passed by their community fairgrounds, and there were all of these buses posted up, and it said CDC on the bus.
Oh,
she said, I mean, it had to be like 30 buses, just like a ton of them. And she was like, that is so bizarre. Then she said to get to her house, whenever she gives out her address, friends get lost because it's so hard to find her house, and the GPS like whacks out and stuff like that. But the other day when she was home, a man came up to her door, was looking in the windows, knocked on the door, and said, hey, we are offering citizens $150 a person to come over to our buses and get tests run. And he said, I know you're not vaccinated. I don't know if we can talk about this on the podcast. I know you're not vaccinated, and I know this about you and this about you, and so we're testing individuals that are like that.
What?
Yep.
Where was this?
And who is
this?
In some rural part of the U.S.
Who is this?
Somebody I saw on my TikTok. And
that's crazy.
And she was like, no, thank you. See you never. Don't come back here ever again or whatever. But how creepy is that?
Well, that's no, I mean, weird. I remember that from the very beginning of the pandemic, there's videos of like police officers and stuff that like people were getting in trouble for having too many people at their house, right? Like parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the police would get called and they'd talk and they would know their vaccination status. And so like, it's out there. Like, yeah, we may not think it is, but it's out there. And so that's got it. Yeah. That's,
are you?
That's interesting.
Just get him wearing an eyeliner.
I just prefer, I go to the hospital and I say, hey, whatever you want to test me, I'm here.
Guinea pig.
I'm here for 3 hours. Let's go.
Dude, I was pastoring at a church when the pandemic happened. And so we were trying to like be very careful as public figures with what we were saying and not saying. But I broke every rule because they shut down the beach and the surf started going off. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. So it felt like the sketchiest thing. Me and my brother literally were watching cops drive on the beach and waited for them to drive by and like sprint into the water.
I'll say this. The pandemic was the worst thing ever. But also, weirdly, a fun time to look back on.
If we had a lot of fun.
In the sense of like how we,
yeah,
like in even Sunday Cool, we like how we responded to it, how we like got to hang out, like, and like, because it was like the world was shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like we just kind of had fun, you know?
It was really fun because you guys were living in Stony Brook at the time. Yeah. And so we quarantined, but we quarantined as friends. So yeah. It was like we would only interact with like each other, and we were just all together all the time. It was a riot.
Yeah, it was a.
But also, it was like it was almost a time until like all the crazy political stuff started happening. But it's like everyone was, because they kind of portrayed it as a really scary thing. So like everyone was like, for a brief couple months, everyone felt like they're on the same side.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Know, of just like trying to help everyone.
Yeah.
And then
it got chaos. And then it probably out. Like double the amount of divisiveness than it was prior. Yeah. But
I'm definitely gonna be exaggerating a lot of the details when I tell my grandkids the story of the pandemic.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely.
There will be zombies involved. I will have owned several types of flamethrowers. I will just like it's gonna be quite the story.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
We tried to make it to the Denver airport, but they wouldn't let us in.
I want in the bunker.
But yeah. Crazy times.
Hey, crazy times. Hey, crazy time. You know what time it is? I think it's time for Question Corners with Lily.
Hey!
Question with Lily.
All right.
The question is fresh on her mind.
Question. This one is formulated by Cassie Neverett, Josh's sister.
Formerly known as Cassie Hooper.
I know her.
And her best friend, Taylor Owens. And I just thought this was so interesting. As a child, were you a digger or a thrower?
Like, would you dig holes or would you throw things?
Or were you a thrower? Yeah. And how do you think that affected both your adolescence and ultimately your adulthood?
Sounds like a...
Wow. It's a philosophical question. I was a digger, for sure.
Yes.
I remember doing the tunnels, like, mm-hmm. in the sand and the mud and stuff like that. You dig a hole and you'll go all the way through. You start to stick your arm through.
I was obsessed whenever we went to the beach of digging a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I had to dig a hole.
I think it's
as deep as possible.
It's also just a guy thing now too. As adults too, because we've been to the beach before. We're just like we brought a shovel. Like we're digging a hole. All the kids are trying to have fun and play with their kids, you know, parents and stuff, and we're just like, shut up, kid.
So yeah,
digging this hole.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
We are more in touch with our in here.
Maybe, okay. maybe we're just trying to dig deep down and try to find the answer, but we may never find it.
Whoa.
I think it's a matter of focus.
Focus?
Throwers are looking out towards something, and diggers are focused on what's immediately in front of them.
Oh.
Well, you could say that about throwing, too, because if a football's coming at your face, you're not going to be thinking
about it. That's catching.
Enough.
Or you're just scared of things. Maybe throwers are just scared of things because they're trying to just get everything away from themselves.
Could be.
Yeah.
So what were you?
I don't know how to pick one. I really don't.
You probably need to call your mom.
I was like digging. I remember digging in pits, making bike ramps, and then throwing clumps of dirt at my friends while digging. So kind of both.
Should have Andrew call his mom and say, just ask the question, was I a thrower or a digger?
It's like, what?
I would say I probably was a digger. And I think that diggers are doers. And I think that diggers are implementers.
Okay.
I think that throwers are creatives, visionaries.
I don't agree with that.
Our daughters.
I used to throw things in holes that I've dug. So how does that make sense? Does that make sense? Can I be both those things?
Our daughters.
Our personalities are so different. But yet you were a digger too?
I was a digger, guaranteed.
Okay.
Guaranteed, certified.
Yeah. I think that you were a thrower. I don't think you're being introspective enough.
Yeah, I don't think you're really. What? I mean, no, I think.
You just want the answer to fit your narrative.
I think you don't see your childhood the way you think you do, and so I think you're wrong.
Gaslight.
I agree with Lily, because on all of my personality tests, I'm kind of divided between everything. I'm even keel, so
yeah.
I'm a thrower and a digger.
I'm an implementer. I'm a digger. You're a visionary. You're a thrower.
How about no? That's not
this
correct.
Is who you are?
Goodness gracious!
Let me tell you.
Lily, if this is a question for you two as a couple, if you both lost your memory. If one of you, like not at the same time, obviously, but if one of you lost your memory, the spouse did, what's the one thing that you would tell them, a memory that you have, to help try to jog their memory or to maybe share with them for the very first time again? What's a memory?
That you were a thrower.
Stop it. Be cute.
Be cute.
Okay.
Be honest.
I would tell you about that day at Shake Shack.
What happened at Shake Shack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had been dating for a minute and... I was not a believer when Josh and I met, and he was studying with me, and he had sat me down.
Missionary dating?
Missionary.
Never works.
Hey.
He had sat me down.
That was my wife.
And he was like, your line was, I want to love you like Jesus loved others. And then we got to the point where I was like, I have been reading a lot and I had experienced God, you know, and I was like, I said, I have to do something about this. What am I going to do? You know, like, what do you do? And he said, you'd be baptized. And so that was the day we were at Shake Shack together, which is a pivotal part of our relationship, Shake Shack.
You got baptized the next day.
You got baptized in that Shake Shack. In the mop bucket.
In the dish pit.
Yeah. The next day. And then I think that same weekend you had said, like, I think we're going to get married.
Yep.
When you know, you know. Got to lock it down. Lock it down.
What would you say to me?
That was a good one.
Thanks.
I don't know if I can top that.
You can have a funny one. It's a funny memory with Lily that she would just get a crack out up over.
Oh, man. I don't know.
You reminded her.
Farts.
Nothing. That's okay. You don't have to. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Can I use that one too?
No.
Why? Why? It's a good memory.
Come up with another one.
Because she wouldn't know it.
She just
We have a lot of good memories.
Here's some options, Josh. When we had our first child together, when I first saw you going down the aisle, when I proposed to you.
Hey, Andrew, shut up!
When Andy made you cry at your wedding.
I feel like I'm just the getting attacked.
I'm not attacking you. I love you.
Should we go back to the beginning of the podcast?
Nope.
I don't. That's okay.
That's all right.
Oh,
you're just funny.
Wait. Connecting dots.
Beep, boop, bop, boop, boop.
I would say our letter frack Airbnb in Ireland.
Magic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We like hiked up a mountain. It was our last day there. And I have a picture of Lily. I'll put it right here. Where she was overlooking like Letter Frack Ireland with all the sheep farms and stuff. And I thought, this is the coolest moment.
Yeah.
Aww.
And that was like, did you week off of marriage, literally like just getting married.
Before COVID hit.
Yeah. It just before COVID hit, before the world changed, before you guys had kids. That is such a cool trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So there you go, pal.
Thanks, that's a good one.
Were your
that's
thoughts in an accent?
Huh? They were.
Yeah. Whole time you're there.
There she stood.
There she stood.
My wife. My bride.
Letter Frack, commonly known as
the place of institutional abuse.
Yeah, so that I went dark today.
Hey, don't even say that because we're always going to go dark a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what
but
you
we find
do?
The funny in it.
It's because we started dark.
You should tell the story about how you went into a Freemason temple.
I did do that.
What's up with you going into temples? Did you pee in this Freemason temple?
I did.
You? What? Dude, is that your goal now? We have to start a map. We need to get a map of all the places, like all the temples that you pee. As when we travel to conferences and stuff, we're not stopping at gas stations. We're going to temples.
Nice. Overactive bladder. When?
When I was living in Grand Rapids, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
there was a very old Freemason temple there. I think it was built in the 1800s. Huge.
Like it's still being used and stuff.
Very active. Yeah, okay. And we went in there and the guy who I think he was the historian or something.
Mm-hmm.
He usually gives like a little tour, you know, but like only of like what you can see. But for some reason, he's like, I'm just going to show you this stuff too. And so he showed us the grand hall, right? That's where they do the ceremonies. Very creepy. And he even brought us into the Freemason members only library and was showing us books and stuff. And it was, I mean, just creepy. It was super creepy. They had a Bible that, one of the Freemasons wrote. I think he was a president.
I thought you said Benjamin Franklin, right?
No, I think it was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh,
Benjamin, Benjamin Franklin was a president.
He wasn't. He was not right.
No.
Oh, what no.
A president. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, right?
He invented electricity.
And the presidency.
And the presidency. No, but this Bible, whoever wrote it, like anything that we talked about Jesus or the Holy Spirit was taken out.
Oh,
and so it was just really weird stuff.
Yeah, weird vibe.
It was super weird. But we got to see all the creepy stuff, and I love seeing that kind of stuff. I love
mystery. That's a theory on hell, is the omission of Christ. That's all that it is.
I don't know what you just said.
It's a theory, an explanation of what hell is.
Oh.
It's the absence of Christ, absence of the Trinity. So if you were to remove that, it's literally hell in text.
Oh my gosh, so it's like a poem of awfulness.
Let's do something happy.
If you were a color, what color would you be?
Purple! Just kidding. That's definitely not purple. That's my least favorite color. I don't know why I said purple. I was trying to think of something bright and happy.
You should tell the story about another
time. Something good.
You were living in Grand Rapids and you watched all the Harry Potters.
No, that's not as fun.
Oh, fine.
Hey, shout out. We have a family that lives in Grand Rapids that listens to us.
Nice.
I can't remember their name because they emailed us.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot about all this stuff.
Oh, wait, real quick.
That's the perfect ending. Okay. All right. Listen, we had somebody send us from Ohio, Shirley's Gourmet Popcorn. So I'm sure there's some people in Ohio that have tried this
before. It was sent by Emma Burkholder.
Hey.
She wrote us a nice little note.
Aw.
Emma, thank you.
She sent us this popcorn, which Andy got mad at me. Which one is that?
Okay, first of all, I got mad at you.
Which one is that?
No.
Caramel to die for.
That's good.
Listen. When people send us stuff, they want to see our reaction on camera, not you opening it off camera a day before the podcast, trying it, and then trying to get me to try it.
You're such a little sneak.
Again, everyone's attacking me today.
Hey, because you're wrong on this instance.
No.
Yes. You're like, they're so good. I'm like, yeah, wouldn't that reaction been great on the podcast for everyone to see?
Can I eat this?
Now you have to fake it.
Yes.
I want to see the best fake you can do. All right, I tried the jelly bean. The jelly bean's really good.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Eat whatever you want.
Don't pout. We eat your popcorn.
Dude, the texture.
What is this? It's Buffoon? Bluffton University? Dude, so good.
Andrew, guys, can you eat this or no?
You can buy this. You guys can buy this online, I'm pretty sure. Shirley's Gourmet.
And this one, company. This one's actually my favorite.
So good.
The Windy City, it has caramel popcorn and cheddar. Go. No.
Stop!
You were mean to me.
What's Bluffton University?
Dude. Andy!
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'll throw it again. I'll fight you right now.
I don't want to do that.
Can I have one? Thank you. How dare you? All right, what else did we get? We got a piece of mail.
It's from the Little John family. Little John. I think that's
from Little Robin John Hood. Wrote us a letter in
It says,
now.
Please open on podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Did you guys read it yet?
Here we go.
Hey there, you little chicken nuggets, it says.
Oh.
And the more you know with Carl.
Mila.
Mila Littlejohn. These are fun. Thanks, nice. Mila.
I've been a huge fan. I am 11 years old. I have two brothers. 11-year-old. I have two brothers, Micah, 10th grade, and Levi, 9th grade. I have two golden retrievers. Foxy and Ellie.
Wow.
Nice. And my favorite videos are the things said at youth group and Chick-fil-A is a holy food. Sincerely, Mila.
That's Mila, awesome.
John, thank you so much.
We're going to hang this on our wall.
This was great.
We love that.
I feel like there was one more thing, wasn't there?
That's it.
That's it. Golly.
Yo, this popcorn.
Try this one. This is the
bomb.com for sure. The jelly bean one tastes like Twix. Yeah. Not Twix. What is it? Trix?
Trix,
the cereal.
That's a jelly bean one. Tried the jelly bean one because that's the most unique one, I think.
I need it's like crazy. A palate cleanser.
It literally brought me back to my childhood.
It's like cute color.
Try it. Trick cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nuts?
I love it.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. Hey, guys. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for sending stuff.
Make sure to review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, leave a review. That helps other people see our podcast because if you enjoy it, other people are going to enjoy it. Right? Right?
Baby, why don't you give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts? Maybe even go over to Spotify and do the same thing. Maybe even go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube and subscribe.
I tried.
Your video. It's okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Todos. Todos.
Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creations.
Has to empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninja, not
I know the camera's off. But I'm not going to take that attitude anymore.
I'm not going to take that attitude. You were giving me attitude.
No, I was not. I was not. You. If everything I threw at you was justified.
If only they knew that we weren't actually friends.
Okay, listen.
It would ruin this podcast. Yeah,
absolutely would. It absolutely would. And that's why they're never going to find out because the cameras are off. And look at me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes when I say this.
Do not raise, look. Do not raise your voice. Do not raise your voice at me, young man.
I'm not raising my voice.
You are raising your voice at me, young man.
Look me in the eyes.